Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the March Board of Education meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. At this time, I'm going to turn the mic over to Mr. Rosner to conduct a budget input session.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. Good evening, everyone. Nice to be back. And I want to applaud all of you for being here tonight and our first live meeting in a while. So thank you. It's nice to see everybody. The district always holds budget input meetings for our community. It's just a time for someone from the community or whoever come to the microphone, and if you have any ideas or input that you'd like to give into the 22-23 budget, this would be the time. We also have feedback forms in the back, and we'll have something on the website as well. So if anybody from the community would like to come forward and speak at the mic, you can do so at this time. This is on budget input only. So this will be the first year where we don't have to ask about air conditioning, right? No.
So I know Mr. Smith is back there, and I'm sure he's got some burning questions that he'd like to come to the mic and ask. Since he hasn't, now you got to come to the mic.
So you had nothing to say?
Nothing to say? So we're perfect. Ah, see?
Absolutely. John Smith, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are we going to have another hearing on the thing? Okay, because
An input meeting?
Yes. Okay, and those dates will be posted?
Yes.
Okay, because Mr. Harper used to personally call me, so.
I will call you.
You've been forewarned.
Okay, Mr. Smith. So if there's anyone who's being shy that doesn't want to come to the microphone, districtclerk@elmontschools.org is one way to give feedback, input about the budget. And also, we'll have one more meeting, as Mr. Smith has said, and then we'll be good to go to present the budget to the board and then to the community. Okay? So, Mr. Jaime, back to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present. Can I have approval of tonight's agenda? Moved by Mr. Mafia, second by Dr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Can I have approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of February 8th? Move Mafia, second Battle Verkett. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. So again, good evening, and I'd like to express our definite gratitude for everyone that came out tonight to our first official in-person meeting again. It is absolutely a pleasure for myself and the rest of the board to be here in person with the community as well as teachers and staff. So, again, on behalf of myself and the board, we thank you and welcome you back. Although 15 days have passed, I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge that this is Women's History Month and that I am grateful for all the women in my life that have been instrumental in me getting to this place that I am right now, although I still have a lot further to go. I wish to thank them, and I wish to thank each and every woman in this district that continues to not only be a teacher, a phenomenal teacher, but a phenomenal wife, mother, and all the other things that are listed in your resume of things that you're responsible for. So I thank you for all of that, and I thank all of the tremendous women out there that have provided so many great contributions to us. And that would conclude my remarks.
Thank you, Vice President. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know we have superpowers, right? I know you couldn't get the words out. Good evening, everyone. It's so good to see everyone in person. And happy Women's History Month. Happy Women's History Month to the three other ladies that serve on this board with me and every woman in this district. So my report for Elmont Memorial High School, we would like to congratulate Brittany Bennett. She was among 25 high school seniors statewide to be named a nominee for the 2022 U.S. President Scholars Program by the New York State Department of Education. Also, congratulations to Ashley Fulton, Stephanie Price, Andre Andrea Rodney, and Alexandra Williams for their 4x200 winning time of 1 minute 40 seconds. They are ranked number one in New York State and the Federation, and they have the fourth fastest time in the entire United States this year. Congratulations to those ladies. We'd like to also congratulate Nkenji Gilliam and Model Yuan. They had an outstanding showing at the Yale Conference, which was held virtually in January. The delegation secured 5 committee awards, including 2 outstanding delegate awards. And lastly, congratulations to Jay Haguy, Isaiah Washington, Aiden Moreno-Lapierre, and Thomas Renard for the district bowling team for winning the Nassau County Championship. They're on to the states in Syracuse. Congratulations to them all. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. And my report from Ms. Nicole Allen, principal of Sewanika High School. The Sewanika High School musical, All Shook Up, was performed on March 4th, 5th, and 6th to sold-out crowds. World Culture Day and International Night was held on March 11th. Sewanika High School celebrated their diversity from displaying clothing from their different cultures and enjoying various performances from students. The Social Justice Club organized and held a day-long celebration of Black history. Students gave talks, played games, and celebrated the rich tradition of African and Caribbean culture. Spirit Day was held on February 22nd. Classes were decorated. Classes and hallways were decorated with the theme television networks. The National Honor Society and the National Junior Honor Society inducted 180 students on March 14th. The Tri-M Music Honor Society will induct 40 students on March 16th. Sewanika celebrated their first PS I Love You Day to encourage students to speak out about mental health and decrease bullying. The Key Club conducted a clothing winter drive. Over 100 coats, scarves, hats were collected for the needy. SewanikaCon took place on Saturday, March 12th. Over 100 participants celebrated animation, movies, and comics. The Sewanika Rockettes competed in their first ever dance competition and placed third in the hip-hop division. Sewanika High School held its first Parents as Partner Night. The theme was Speaking to Your Teen About Substance Abuse. That was March 9th. The meeting was hosted by the PPS department and presented by Outreach House. Their next Parent as Partner meeting will be March 30th, and the theme will be Getting Your Child Ready for Regents Exam. Seventh grade recognition ceremony took place on February 11th. Students received awards for academic excellence, character, and most improved. 433 Sewanika students achieved the rank of high honor roll for the second marking period. The Sewanika Robotics Club, led by Jack Chen, competed in the Robo Panda competition at Syosset, and the team came in second place. Upcoming events, Sewanika has a trip to see Hamilton on Broadway on March 23rd and April 27th. The Follies Talent Show will be April 1st. Incoming 7th grade parent night will be April 4th. E&L parent night will be April 5th. The National World Language Honor Society induction will be April 7th. And Sewanika High School blood drive will be April 11th. And the Math Honor Society induction will be April 14th. Just to add to some of those events, we'll add one event to that, which is a joint event that will be attended by Elmont Memorial, MBK Scholars, and Sewanika MBK Scholars on April 4th in Uniondale. They'll be attending a youth summit with the five other Long Island districts that are in the MBK program, and the day is packed full of information to talk to the young men about brotherhood, about financial planning, college planning, and also apprising them of their legal rights in school and as they walk about as civilians. That concludes my report from the Sewanika Central High School District. Thank you. At this time, is there any correspondence? No correspondence. At this time, we'll have the report of our school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I have no report, no board action item. However, I do need a motion to convene an executive session following this meeting.
Can I have a motion to convene, reconvene an executive session following this meeting? Moved by Mr. Mafia. Second by Adel Burkett. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of the superintendent.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. Good evening again. As always, we start off the meeting with my report with thanking our active military and our veterans and, of course, all of our first responders. So thank you for your service to our country and to our local communities. It's much appreciated for keeping us safe during these very trying times. I seek a motion to approve leaves of absences, changes in status, resignations, as noted on pages 1 through 3. Those are professional pages 1 through 3.
I have a motion to approve pages 1 through 3. Move, Mr. Quintero. Second. Ms. Early Davis, any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve civil service leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, terminations, resignations, and retirement on pages 4 through 7, with one exception this time.
Right. So can I have a motion to approve pages 4 through 7 with the exception of page 6, item 6.2, that's going to be pulled until further notice by the superintendent. Could I have a motion, please? Move Mafia. Second, Battle Riquette. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education, Preschool Special Education, and 504 recommendations on page 8.
Could I have a motion to approve page, no, motion to receive page 8? Move Battle Burkett.
Second
Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve items 4 through 9 on pages 9 through 11.
Have a motion to approve pages 9 through 11. Move Battle Burkett. Second Garlic. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Items 1 through 3 are noted for the minutes on page 12.
Page 12 is so noted for the minutes.
I seek a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants on page 13.
I have a motion to approve page 13. Move Battle-Briquette, second Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Treasurer's Report on page 14.
Can I have a motion to receive page 14? Move Battle-Briquette, second Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve other approvals and authorizations, items A through C, noted on page 15.
Can I have a motion to approve page 15? Move Garlick. Second Early Davis. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
On page 16, items A through I are noted for the minutes as well as the vandalism tallies for February 2022 on page 17.
Pages 16 and 17 are so noted for the minutes.
Mr. Hyman, that concludes my report. Again, just take a look around you to see all the staff that are here tonight, and I just appreciate it and say thank you to all of you for supporting the wonderful work that you're doing and the beautiful children of Elmont. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Rosner. I just would like to add that on March 4th, right, Dr. Garcia? March 4th, I participated in, well, continued to participate in the district's equity journey, and I participated in an equity walk conducted at COVID Avenue. And I just have to say that, you know, having come off the pandemic and having had the mask mandate somewhat relaxed at the point that I was in the building, it was a absolute pleasure to see the children and staff and teachers, but it was amazing to see the work of the students that was displayed in the hallways. That were they were celebrating everything from Black History Month, the end of Black History Month, celebrating Women's History Month, and celebrating different cultures, different academics within the buildings, and just displaying a lot of different things along the socio-emotional learning spectrum. And it was just, I was very pleased and impressed by just the way the children navigated through the buildings, and they were just so happy, and it did a lot for my heart to see all of that after the past 24 months that we have been experiencing the amount of tragedy and just angst around masks that was really unnecessary. It was only basically for protective measures. But I'd like to congratulate Mary Natoli, wherever there she is, and her staff and everyone. And even Miss Foley was into the whole process, because before you entered her nurse's office, she had the word stop in a number of different languages. And just the way her office was decorated for the children, it was, although most of the time the children are going there for something that they may seem as tragic, it was very welcoming and soothing. So I'd be remiss if I did not acknowledge my former board member from Garden City for her great work. So I think that's important. Congratulations to Dr. Garcia and handily Mr. Spinato. And most importantly, Mr. Rosner for leading the charge in this work. That is very important, not only to our students, but to everyone in the district that is a part of what we do each and every day. So I thank you all. And I don't see him here, but I want to thank Mr. Bernadelle, too, for providing a lot of his backstory for me to help me understand how he helps children at Gotham Avenue. So, Mr. Mingo, make sure you lay my thanks to him as well. At this time, is there any old business? Is there any new business? items for, legislative items. So I have one legislative item. So on, I believe it's April 9th, I'll be up in Albany speaking with members of the Puerto Rican, Asian, Black, and Latinx caucus from the Senate and Assembly about improving the social studies curriculum in New York State to make sure that each and every district will be able to appropriately improve their cultural responsiveness in teaching social studies across the state. It's very important work. Unfortunately, New York is lagging behind New Jersey and Connecticut, but I'm confident that in the very near future we will join our former or our fellow residents to the north and west in delivering appropriate culturally responsive social studies. And at that, is there any items for future consideration? Okay, seeing none, our next regular meeting will be Tuesday, April 5th, here again at Clara H. Carlson for the spacing reasons. And at this time, I would wish you all a good night, and I'd ask for a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Mafia, second by Battle Briquette. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Again, thank you. Get home safe.